By the way, thank you, Rod, for leading the service, doing the Torah reading. I appreciate you stepping in and helping, even taking the initiative for that support. Thank you. Psalm 63. To me is one of the most encouraging, hopeful, and strengthening psalms in Scripture. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. God, you are my God. I search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My body yearns for you. As a parched and thirsty land that has no water. I will behold you in the sanctuary. I will see your might and your glory. Truly, your faithfulness is better than life. My lips declare your praise. I bless you all my life. I lift up my hands invoking your name. I am satisfied as with a rich feast. I sing praises with joyful lips. I call you to mind on my bed when I think of you in the watches of the night. For you are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul is attached to you. Your right hand supports me. May those who seek to destroy my life enter the depths of the earth. May they be gutted by the sword. May they be prey to jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will exult when the mouths of liars are silenced. It's a beautiful psalm. One of my most favorite believing songwriters, Rich Mullins, adapted the lyrics of a song, what became one of his most popular songs, from this chapter. I seek you in the morning. You are my God. My soul thirsts for you. My body yearns for you. It's a story about an individual who is pressed and pushed, struggles against those that who's speaking against them, making efforts to attack. Toward the end, it says, there are those who seek to destroy me. The word there for destroy is not even just the word do me in or to silence me. It's literally the word shoa, which is the Hebrew word used for the Holocaust. Shoa. God, my enemies are attempting to bring me to destruction, annihilation. My enemies are pursuing me with a holocaust. And there is something very unique that David does here. He makes it a psalm of blessing and thanksgiving and praise to God. He says, for your kindness, your love, your loyalty is better than life. Ki tov chasdecha mechayim. better than life, ki tov. Those are the words that God used in creation when it says, and God saw ki tov. It was good. David says, better than ki tov in creation, better than all of creation is, God, is your love to me. God created life, and he saw that it was good. David takes that same thought, and he says, God, better than the life that you have created within me is your loyalty, your faithfulness, your closeness. Your love is better than life. And so David says something really intriguing. He says, so I will bless you with my life. I will bless you with my life. Because God, your chesed, it's one of the most beautiful Hebrew words, because your chesed, your faithfulness, your kindness, your loyalty is better than life, then I'm going to use my life to bless you. Because you're greater than anything I have, I'm going to use everything I have to exalt you. He talks about lifting hands. He talks about joyful lips. I am satisfied as with the sweetest of delicacies. I love the story that Vic tells about pursuing chocolate in Switzerland. And can I tell that story? Vic goes into a chocolate shop to buy some Swiss chocolate. You know, it's supposedly, you know, Swiss chocolate. And he wants to bring some home to the States, hopefully for Andrea. And he goes in and he said, there's so many. And he doesn't know which one to choose. But who knows when he'll be back. So he wants the best. I'll take the best chocolate. So he asks the clerk, which chocolate is best I want to buy? And the clerk says, why, they are all the best. They're Swiss. And he does it. You'll have to ask him to do it. I love the accent that he impersonates. So you heard it said. Here David is saying, I am satisfied better than the best Swiss chocolate or whatever else you happen to be a fan of. For me, it's not chocolate, it's cheesecake. Better than anything you can wish and desire for, in sweet terms. The language here is speaking of sweetness, of fat and kind of the juicy, succulent richness that comes from really rich food. David says, you are beyond that. The praise of God is better than pralines or pistachios or whatever else that you yearn for. I am satisfied as I would be with a rich feast. I think of you. I meditate on you through the watches of the night because you are my help. I shout for joy in the shadow of your wings. My soul is attached to you. Your right hand supports me. Note the relationship David says in verse, well, it depends on if you have an English Bible or a Hebrew Bible. If it's a Hebrew Bible, it's verses 8 and 9. If it's an English Bible, it would be verses 7 and 8. On the outside of those verses, he makes you statements. You are my help, the beginning of verse 7 or 8. And then at the end, your right hand supports. But in the middle of those verses, David makes the consequence. Because you are my help, I shout for joy in the shadow of your wings. My soul is connected. My soul is close. My soul is attached to you. Only then does David step in to even tell us why he's writing this psalm. Only in the last couple verses do we hear of those that seek to make his life miserable at best, seeks to bring a Shoah in his life. It says, may those who seek to destroy my life. The word there for my life in verse 10 in the Hebrew, verse 9 in the English, is literally my soul. They seek to destroy my soul. But note that just the very verse before, David said, my soul is attached to you. My soul is attached to you, God. So what's going on here? David is saying, you are my help, Lord. I sing because of what you have done for me. My soul is attached to you, but there are those that seek to destroy my soul. There is a struggle. There is an intense conflict going on for devotion in his life. Who's going to be his master? There's two combatants going on here. It's they, whoever they is, they are. Whoever these people are, which he doesn't even tell us who it is, but whoever these people are pitted not against David, but against God himself. Remember, the conflict in your life, if you are connected with God, the conflict in your life is by definition spiritual conflict. All struggle is at a very root level a spiritual struggle. And David is saying, God, my soul is attached to you, but there are those that are after what you are holding. You are holding me with your right hand. But though there are those, God, that are trying to snatch my soul out of your hand. It's a spiritual battle. David is pouring out blessings and thanksgiving to God. God, your life is better than anything I have. So I'm going to devote and praise you with my whole life. God, praising you is sweeter than anything else I can think of. But there are those that are trying to steal that joy. There are those trying to steal that praise. There are those trying to steal that song from David's lips. There's a battle about worship in David's life. It's literally trying to destroy him physically. It's trying to destroy him spiritually, trying to steal that song from David's lips. David has told us in verse 1, my soul thirsts for you. In verse 5, my soul is satisfied in you. In verse 8, my soul is attached to you. But in verse 9, my soul is a target from those that seek to destroy me. There's a conflict going on for the soul, for the life, for the worship, for the devotion of those that who say, God, you are my God. I will earnestly seek you. There's a conflict in order to prevent worship, to prevent devotion, to prevent allegiance in your life. Worship is a battleground, David is telling us. To invoke God, to say to God, I desire you, I thirst for you, as a deer thirst for the streams, the Worths led us in song earlier. To say that is to place ourselves in a conflict situation. The evil one does not love Israel. The evil one does not support God's people. Your life is a prize. Someone is going to lose this battle. When you cling to God, you have his help over those that speak falsehood. David talks about the people that are speaking against them. May their mouths be silent. My mouth will speak praise with singing lips. May their mouth be silent. Worship, devotion, loyalty to God, it is going to bring us into spiritual conflict. And it might look a bunch of different ways. It might be relational issues. It might be economic issues. It might be spiritual issues. To say to Yeshua, you are my Messiah, brings spiritual conflict. You remember Kepha, Peter, in the book of Mark, chapter 8. The moment Messiah looked at his disciples and said, who do you say that I am? And Kepha, Peter, said, you are Messiah. Two verses later, Messiah tells Peter, okay, because you embrace me, because you seek me, because you follow me, because you recognize that I am Messiah, it means you are going to lose something. He said, those who seek their life will lose it, but those who lose their life we'll find it. In any case, we lose. To embrace Yeshua brings conflict. I found that so incredible. And it's never ever spoken when I hear people talking about, you just have to say a prayer. You just have to trust in Jesus. There's never the declaration, but be prepared. Messiah said that means there'll be conflict in your life. When David faced that conflict, what did David do? David was firm in his blessing and and honoring the Most High. David was firm in declaring that despite the conflict that was approaching him, God was the sweetest thing there was. See, David is not just pouring these words out because he's having the best day of his life. David is praising and giving thanks to God because he's being hounded and pursued. How do you respond with the message of struggle? This week, when there was a phone call that came at 11 p.m. at night to tell me I needed to take my wife to the hospital immediately, what is our response in those kinds of settings? David says, God, you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. David finds that secret place, as we read in Psalm 91, that hidden place in the Most High, that although there are those that fall all around him, David has confidence that God will honor him and sustain him and lift him up. God, you are my help. God, my soul is attached to you. I sing in the shadow of your wings. There are struggles. There will be difficulties and conflict. There are those that are out to steal your joy, to steal your worship, your devotion, your love for the Most High. David builds a, King David in the psalm builds a wall, a defense against the pressure to give in. Oh God, you are my God. I search for you. I thirst for you. I behold you. I bless you. I sing to you. I remember you when I lie on my bed at night when I can't sleep. I think of you. I shout to you. I am connected to you. Those are all verbs that David uses in this psalm to describe his relationship to God. In the midst of the conflict or the struggle, the whatever the situation is, David's first line is to talk about his connection to the Most High. His focus is more centered on God's faithfulness than even the whatever is coming toward him, whatever is going, he's going to have to respond to. His eyes are first focused on the Most High. God, you are my God.